If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean, you were so right about that dinosaur movie being
nothing special.
Yeah, but people paying to see it, aren't they?
Well, you know, I like that people are, you know, they want to go check it out themselves. They want to, you know, make up their mind. They heard my review, which was not a good one. And really, almost everybody's review was pretty lukewarm at best.
Yep.
But, you know, people go and check it out, and they make up their own mind. And then they, you know, write to me and tell me either that I'm brilliant or an idiot.
Well, one thing's for sure, Scarlett Johansson's doing well.
She is. The success of this movie, it's making a ton of money at the box office right now, has propelled Scarlett Johansson into becoming the highest grossing lead actor before inflation. That means the actor who produces the most money for their motion pictures. And, you know, she was in all the Marvel movies as Black Widow. And so, you know, that propelled her. But she's had a number of big hits all on her own. But now her earning power is at $14.8 billion for movies where she plays a lead role. She is the number one actor producing money for motion pictures. Just below her, Samuel L. Jackson, who has held the number one spot for quite some time, Robert Downey Jr. after that, Chris Pratt, and Tom Hanks hanging in there after all these years.
I'll make a prediction. The next movie that will get a bad review from you but will still make money is Hot Wheels.
Possibly. Possibly. You know, I didn't mind those Transformer movies. Some of them I didn't mind. There have been about 37 of them now, I think. But the first couple of them actually were pretty innovative and exciting enough. But yes, the potential for a bad review whenever they take something like a toy and turn it into a motion picture is certainly there. The newest one is going to be a Hot Wheels movie. I know a lot of you played with Hot Wheels when you were little kids. That's why they're making this movie, just for you, for the nostalgia of it all. It will be directed by John Chu, who just directed the two Wicked movies. So it's got some potential for being something special. But the next two live action adaptations will be Masters of the Universe and Matchbox. Those are supposed to come out next year. This Hot Wheels movie is going to be released. Well, they haven't said when it's going to be released, but it'll be at least 2026 or 2027.
But for Michael Douglas, no more movies, I guess, huh?
That's what he's saying. He's slightly leaving the door open. But in an interview, Michael Douglas said it's very unlikely that he will return to movies. He has no intention on returning unless something very, very special came along. So, you know, we'll see. What he said was he's had a very busy career for 60 years. But he realizes that he had to stop. He didn't want to be one of those guys who drops dead on the set. Really, who wants to be the guy that drops dead on the set? You don't want that.
No.
In 2010, Michael Douglas underwent chemo and radiation for stage 4 throat cancer. He seems to be doing okay with from that. But he really hasn't made a movie in the last 3 years. The last role that he did was when he played Benjamin Franklin in that Apple TV Plus series. So he says he's going to sit it out for a while. He's perfectly happy to just sit back and let his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, do all the heavy lifting in their household for a while.
Why not? Dean, what are the items in that auction from Richard Simmons' collection that are going to be auctioned off?
I know you've had your eye on those sequined hot shorts to wear around the house
sure.
all these years. About 200 of Richard Simmons' personal items are going up for auction starting at the end of the week. He passed away a year ago, believe it or not. Now, it's already been a year. And some of the items include some of his bedazzled tank tops that he always wore. He's got a portrait of Richard and his Dalmatians. He was a big Dalmatian fan. He's got signs that hung in his gym, the gyms that he had, sweating to the oldies merchandise and memorabilia, 100 glittering tank tops and shorts are all going to be going up for auction starting on Saturday. The auction will run through July 24th through Bonham's Auction House in Los Angeles, and they are expecting to make a load of money. Mm-hmm. Richard Simmons had an enormous and very loyal following, so it's going to bring in some cash.
Do your Christmas shopping. How about that?
I'm sure that he jumped into my arms more than once in some of those bedazzled tank tops when he visited us here at WGN through the year.
That's why they're worth so much. This would be a good day to go to the movies. Tuesdays and Wednesdays now.
Yeah, right? AMC theaters, you know, trying to get people into the theaters on the slow days. They have been offering half-price tickets for members of their Stubbs Reward Program for Wednesdays, and now it's been going so well, they've decided to expand it to Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So if you're interested in this, you have to join the AMC Stubbs Reward Program. The company is also offering discounts on small popcorn and drink combinations on those days, so that probably brings the price down to like maybe $57 for a popcorn and something to drink.
Such a deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal. But hey, half price tickets, that's something.
Good. Yeah. I'm not the only one really looking forward to seeing the new Superman movie. It's out this weekend, is it?
Comes out this Friday is the official opening day. Thursday afternoon, it'll sneak into some of the theaters. And, you know, this is it's really amazing. I mean, I've been such a Superman fan all my life, going back to the comic books and the old black and white TV show, mm-hmm. To the various movies that have been out, other TV projects, Smallville. I mean, think about it. Superman is one of the longest standing and one of the most beloved superheroes of all time, and this time it's a little bit of a different take on the Superman story. It's not a rehash of per se of what we've seen before. This has a whole kind of different take on the whole thing. I was lucky enough to see it already, which I'm not going to give you any spoilers at the moment, but I will give you my full review on it on Friday. But I was lucky enough to sit down with not only the entire cast, but also the director of the movie, who is also the writer of the movie, and is also the head of DC Studios, James Gunn, who gave us the Guardian of the Galaxy movies. He's in charge of this whole thing and had to figure out how to readapt the whole thing. The new Superman himself is a 32-year-old actor named David Cornsweet. You've seen him in a couple of small projects, but this really is the acting role of a lifetime. So when I sat down, I wondered what kind of pressure he must have had taking on this bigger-than-life character. I cannot even imagine the amount of pressure, David, that you were under taking on one of the most iconic characters of all time. Can you even explain what that was like, maybe what it continues to be like now.
I hate to disappoint you, but I don't think I ever felt that pressure. The pressure that I felt was certainly to, as I do on every job I'm lucky enough to get, is to deliver for, first and foremost, my director. In this case, luckily, also the writer and the studio head, so that kind of simplified things. To my castmates, once they were, you know, once we were in the room together, you want to be a good scene partner and you want to support each other. And to our wonderful crew who were turning in such great work every day, all day for, you know, the better part of a year, some of them more than that. You just want everybody to go home at the end of the day feeling like, okay, David did a good job today. I don't really think about the external pressures beyond that because it feels like there's not much you can do about that except for the first thing, you know, except for that thing of delivering for your director and your scene partners and for the story, for the script. Now it's quite fun because I think sharing the movie with everybody, you get the excitement of them seeing all of that hard work. But we made the movie with such love and dedication and excitement for what it would end up being that it just feels exciting. It's just fun to share it.
Very eloquently put, James summed it up saying that you're kind of a dork.
Yeah.
That way.
I think so. He needed to look like Superman, first of all, which is not an easy task. But he also needed to have the dramatic chops. He needed to have the comedic chops. He needed to be able to deliver the fast-paced dialogue in the style that I had written it. I was really blessed because the second audition I saw was David Corin's Sweat. So from the very beginning, I knew we had a contender. And he had to go through a lot of hurdles after that. But he really is. He is Superman in real life. He is a total nerd. He listens to old jazz standards. He lives with his wife in Philadelphia and his kid, and his dog.
Yeah, dog's going to play a big part in this new movie if you've seen the trailers. Crypto the dog is featured that we've never seen in any of the movies before. And I'll tell you much more about the whole thing. That was James Gunn, who you heard at the end of that clip, with David Corin Sweat, the new Superman. Nicholas Holt, the English actor, plays Lex Luthor in this movie. And Highland Park's own Rachel Brosnahan, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, who got her training at Carol Debo's Actors Training Center at Wilmette Theater. Hmm. Stars as Lois Lane in this movie. So we'll have interviews with all the actors this week, tell you about the movie on Friday. We've got lots of good stuff exclusively right here on the Bob Surratt Show.
He sounds like a guy who's got his head screwed on right, David Corin Sweat guy.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's going to be a good one.
Yep.
I hope.
I'll tell you all about it.